Ozark Radio Sports. I'm Gary Lee, and we are cruising off into Booger County. We're going to the Ava Bear territory with a new coach, but not necessarily new to the staff, but Casey Merrifield. Congratulations on getting the gig.
Ah, thank you very much, Gary.
Hey, now here we are. I mean, it's upon us. Time flies, but tell the folks out there how the summer workouts went for the Ava Bear football team.
We had great turnouts this summer. You know, that's the thing that I'm most excited about. We had the weight room open all summer. We averaged 35 to 40 varsity or high school football players a day, and that's a good number for Douglas County. And on top of that, we had another four or five that had communicated with me. They were stuck in a hayfield or roofing houses, and like I told those boys, if you're doing that all day through the summer, you're ready for football season when it gets here.
Amen, brother. Amen to that. Now, you know, high school football, it's all about leadership. And you know, of course, it's from the coaches, but, man, those coaches out there on the field, the team leaders, who are some of the young men that you're really looking forward to taking over that leadership role and, you know, be an extension of you and your coaches while the game's in progress?
You know, I think first and foremost, you look at our defense last year. We've got Grady Goss back, and he'll be a senior this year, plays safety for us, and he was truly the quarterback of our defense last year and led that defense. He's a very vocal leader. He is a coach on the field. You know, oftentimes we have to calm him down and remind him that we are there to coach as he's trying to coach every position on the field. And, you know, it gets a little frustrating at times, but at other times when you can't be there, it's great to have him out there. He makes sure everybody is where they're supposed to be. They're doing the job they're supposed to be. And then, you know, you turn to offense. We're giving the keys to the offense to a new quarterback. He is a great leader. You know, comparing him to the quarterbacks we've had in the past, we don't want him to be a Zach Richards or a Nate Swafford or a Caleb Johnson. We want him to be Ashton Stout, and that's what he's doing. He's stepping in. He's operating everything for us. He demands respect from his teammates, and he just takes control of the offense. And it's great to see him stepping up like that.
Yeah, well, and of course, you got a pretty young pup there that stepped up big as a freshman that now will be in his sophomore campaign, and that takes a little bit of pressure off a quarterback, doesn't it?
No, that takes a little bit of pressure off a quarterback. It takes a little bit of pressure off the guy calling the play.
That's for sure. Well, hey, Coach, when is the you know, the season going to really get going for y'all? Are you in a jamboree? And if so, where and who you in it with? And who is your week one opponent? And where are you headed for that?
So our jamboree will be, I'm not sure on the day, next Friday, and we are headed to Catholic. As far as I know, it'll be Catholic and Hollister and Clever there.
Mm-hmm.
We will get to see a little bit of everything. You know, we just like everybody else, we will show our base stuff, and we will just make sure that we can work out any kinks we've got, anything. And then we go to Buffalo week one. It's been a pretty good rivalry for us. We've actually, home team has won the last few years, and we're going to Buffalo week one, so we got to figure out how to come away with a road win in that matchup.
Right on. Well, again, Coach Merrifield of the Ava Bears, and, you know, a lot of people are like, brand new, but, you know, you've been kind of hanging out there for a little while, haven't you?
I have. I've been on staff for 11 years. it's not new. Everybody asks me how the new job is, and I tell them it's still football.
Yeah, right on. Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us here on Ozark Radio Sports, and we'll catch you in a few weeks. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Gary.